Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Buell. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dusty Rhodes. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bobby Hoffman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ruben Gomez. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gardner scores. Mays moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aaron moves to second. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman fields it and throws to second for the out. Aaron moves to third. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is hit by the pitch. Crow moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Crandall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-1, Braves. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buell for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Gomez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rhodes hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pafko. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Pafko steals second. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Crandall is walked intentionally. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Gomez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Ruben Gomez. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Paul Giel now pitching. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Logan moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Logan scores. Crow moves to second. It's 5-1, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Crandall hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 2 in the game. Buell bunts towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Crow moves to third. Pafko moves to second. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants won. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rhodes hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Giel covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thompson. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Thompson steals second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Matthews tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Braves. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 7-1, Braves. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Crow moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Crandall hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris pinch hits for Paul Giel. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Terwilliger moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a line drive towards third. Matthews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 2 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 4 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Buell, and towards O'Connell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews strikes out. Hoffman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Matthews out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Logan takes first base on ball 4. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Hoffman moves to second. Sid Gordon pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 7, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.